All right. Let's everyone take a deep breath.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You can just
grease up these lips. Bruh.
You just do it, and then I'll chop the top.
Come on, bruh.
Man, that grapefruit is pungent, bruh.
I don't love grapefruit, bruh, but I do love grapefruit chaps, dude.
Bruh.
Bruh. Get
thank you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Gentlemen, we've all gathered here for a monumentous occasion. It is that time of the week. It is time for the pod.
Yes!
A little bit delayed this week. We're dealing with a slight weather delay.
Very sorry.
Are we recording? That's a good question, Tony. You could just ask that in the microphone.
William!
Bill!
Bill, I am dropped a beat.
See,
Bill!
People wonder why we're mean to Beal. This is why. Thank you, Beal.
Thank you,
Beal. Kind soul.
This is why we love him.
We are recording.
We are
personally
recording.
Personally, I know it is a couple days late.
Are we?
I thought we were on a bye week, by the way.
That's a good point.
Yes!
I thought we were on bye week, by the way, too.
He was on a bye week, by the way.
Playing golf.
Well, it's like the garbage schedule.
God damn it!
Whenever the holiday comes, everything is pushed back a couple days.
Exactly.
They get it when they
Bingo,
get to
right.
it.
Right,
traveling.
Right. Sure.
Speaking of the holidays, boys, everyone have a good holiday?
Oh, yeah. Great holiday.
Anyone watch anything exciting, interesting, eye-opening?
I did.
Tony, let him know.
I have, so first of all, I wasn't here last week. Good to be back, boys.
Good to have you.
And before I get into what I watched since the last pod episode to this pod episode, I want to get into something that was referenced last week when I was not here, and that would be...
How do you know it was referenced if you weren't here?
Because I was told about it.
Oh, boy.
Immediately after.
We have a rat!
Sounds as though Zeke did not like Rebel Moon.
Oh yeah. No, he did.
Let's make sure we preface everything that was said. I said I got halfway through.
Boom.
Okay.
Best part about it, what
we,
I said was...
What he said was...
Charlie Hunnam came out absolutely awesome.
Yep.
Not American accent.
Yep.
Yeah, not saying
I said
that.
All that.
We said
Zeke, can you say anything nice about the movie? And you couldn't.
And then what did I say?
You did say Charlie Hunnam's accent kind of stunk, and if he had his American accent, it'd probably be better.
I'm not gonna refute. I'm not getting into an acting debate here because look, that's not what this movie.
Especially not with Zeke. That's not the debate you want to get into with that man. Well, because he will.
I've done it once. With
he
John
will walk
Barenthal,
circles around
and
you.
He was right. Yeah, exactly. Rebel Moon, look, I get it.
How about when they brought out the lightsabers?
Yes!
And I was like, they're trying to copy Star Wars right
Sick.
Now.
They bring out these fucking cool-ass glowing swords.
Lightsabers?
No, cool-ass glowing swords. And
Chick was a badass.
Chick was a beast. She yeah. and
her first kill
What's
was awesome.
What's her name?
Don't know.
Sophia.
Sir.
Vergara
Suzuki.
She was just unbelievable. First of all, incredibly good looking. Let's just get that out of the way.
You got to set the stage, though, for why you may have enjoyed the movie.
First of all, she had a great ass.
Were you bombed on an airplane when you were watching this movie?
I was hammered.
Actually, that's what Ty said. You kept going over to him and like, this is good scene.
The amount of times I went to Ty... I was pretty drunk watching this movie. Maybe that's why.
That'll happen.
I just bought into every single thing. Like everything.
Better
that
than Dune? Because you love Dune.
No, I just watched Dune last night.
Okay.
My dude.
I'm putting Dune into my top three. I'm just doing
Whoa.
It.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's one of my favorite movies
He's
of all time.
He's going to do it.
It's one of my favorite movies of
it's
all time.
It's done. He's done it.
It's done. It's over.
Yeah, he did it.
Boom. Not only have
hey,
two.
Hey, round of applause for you.
So
thank you.
Are you excited for two?
Am I excited for two? I don't know. Can you see my boner through the table? You tell me. Yeah.
So if they make a trilogy, that's your top three movies of all time.
That is the plan.
That will be decided. Yeah, depending upon the next two, because I will never put three set of movies over Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
But that's just right now.
Okay. What about Harry Potter?
Harry is eight movies.
What
it is, yeah.
Yeah, no. So as
is
far
that real?
As
yeah,
yeah, as far as movie franchises go, yeah, that's the most successful one in the best.
Let's remember, Tony, that the last two films were split into two movies.
Deathly Hallows.
Better than Fast.
Wow.
Fast is 10. You know.
Whoa.
So
and like the last like six of those have sucked.
Hold.
Whoa.
I mean, not the last six. I'm not dying on this sword today.
Last four.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here to defend your guy last week.
We'll leave that last week. But no, Rebel Moon is not a good. It's not a great movie, but it's just a fun. It's a fun ride.
Okay,
it's a fun ride.
Good way to describe it.
Have I talked about All the Light You Cannot See on here?
I'm not sure.
All the Light You Cannot See is probably the better.
Is that the German one?
Yes.
What's it about?
I can't believe you liked it this much, and I'm not saying it's bad. But
it had
I think
bad
it's incredible.
Rating, so I didn't start it.
I thought it was so good. Like the story. I'm a big. Hey, look,
is that with Hugh Lowry, aka Dr. House?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Uncle Etienne.
Yes, he is a good. Fucking beast.
I didn't
in
know
it.
He was in it.
He's in it.
Is 13 in it?
13.
President? Olivia Wilde.
Yeah. She's not.
Okay.
No. She is not. That's the thing. Other than House Guy, all the actors unknown, really?
Hugh Lowry.
Might be known in Europe, but they're definitely not.
Yeah, not known here. Okay.
There's Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, yeah, Mark the Shark's in it. He's great in it, too. He's a beast.
He says, Uncle Etienne, like 1,000 times, but...
I like that.
Yeah, he's a beast in it. it's basically just a story about these like, two separate journeys up to the... during the World War II. I highly recommend that. And then last night I watched Doom. Oh, Beckham doc.
Godzilla?
Oh,
that's really good.
Godzilla's been amazing. The Beckham doc. Now I don't. It's not like I'm a soccer guy. You guys know me.
I'm not.
I'm not a soccer guy per se.
Right.
I'm not a British guy per se.
Unless fucking Luke Littler's involved.
Amen. But the Beckham doc. I don't think. Maybe it's just me. I don't think people understand how big of a fucking dog David Beckham was.
Oh yeah.
Like not just obviously he's a stud.
On the pitch.
On the pitch.
What are we talking
off
business?
The pitch, business. I'm talking just on the pitch.
Oh, yeah,
strictly playing, like, they go into his Real Madrid.
Gumps will tell you he's the best player in the world there for a little bit.
Dude, he's like my favorite soccer player of all time now, honestly.
How about Wayne Rooney?
Nah.
Wayne the Brain, he can't hold a candle.
Wayne was a goal scorer, but as far as technical skill, David Beckham could swing a ball in like nobody else.
It's just sick. Like, him and Posh.
Yeah, does Wayne have a movie named after him?
Wayne Rooney almost
there
died.
Is the Rooney doc actually Max Payne. Very good, too. If you get a chance, if you're diving into
ever played the Max Payne
docs,
video game,
watch the Rooney doc too. It's very good.
I saw their whole fam one time.
No, you didn't.
Who?
Where?
Max Payne
went to a DC United
no,
game.
No, I actually I don't know why I never told this.
Oh, another one of Bruce's anecdotes.
Here we go.
Put your feet up, boys.
Z, you could probably even pull it up, just search David Beckham in Croatia, but it was just that. Oh, whole
yeah. Thing. Beckham? No. I thought you were talking about Rooney.
No,
fuck!
Oh, no, no. No, David
was that
Beckham.
When, was that when you
fan.
Also
milked Luka?
Modric?
Luka Modric?
Yep.
Separate trip.
Ah.
So you see some famous footballer every time you go to Croatia?
So far, yeah. Two out of three so far.
What a blessed life you live.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, dude. That's awesome.
We saw Wayne Rooney at a Triple G fight.
We did. We saw
and
him
he was awesome.
At MSG.
Gennady Golovkin?
Yeah.
Gennady Golovkin.
Yep.
That's a name?
Rooney, unfortunately,
Triple G.
Just got
Triple G.
Sacked
Greg
as manager.
Gennady
as well.
Golovkin.
Rooney was a manager?
He coached he goes DC United. United, walked away to go to Birmingham City. Went somewhere before Birmingham, was terrible there. Went to Birmingham. He has been sacked after just 12 matches, 15 matches maybe.
Yeah, that didn't seem like that was going to be a good fit.
They sacked him.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like much of a manager type.
He's the same age as Cristiano Ronaldo.
Wow.
Which is absurd to think about.
He said walking away from
yes.
DC.
Yeah,
it was
some hard years.
Hard years. Can't even get it out.
Yeah, but he's the same age as Cristiano Ronaldo in the same sense that like Beal and Mitt are about the same,
same age. Yeah. That's
right.
A great comparison.
It is.
Who's Ronaldo?
Mitt.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Bill.
Yeah.
Wow. No.
Mitt's got a lot of Rooney in him.
No, not as much as Bill.
Who the fuck is Rooney?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Watch the Rooney
fucking
doc,
Wayne Rooney.
Mitt.
You don't know
Wayne Rooney. Rooney, remember the name. Yeah.
Bravo.
Remember the name, Wayne Rooney.
Like bees in honey for money.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Trouble. Bonnie Rubble. Trouble.
Bonnie Rubble. Rubble.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Remember the name Wayne Rooney was said.
Where's Griggs?
200 times.
Find him, Williams.
Growing up.
Hold on, I got this came up on Homer. Don. You guys ever seen Green Street Hooligans?
Duh.
Yeah. Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
Bruce. Oh,
I've never seen it.
It's awesome.
Hasn't aged incredibly well.
What?
Well, you look at it and it's like...
Gumpy just
I'm supposed to believe that Elijah Wood's this big badass.
Okay!
Yeah, no thanks.
He's not a badass.
Turns into a badass.
No.
Yes, he does.
He throws one... I don't want to ruin it.
No, dude, he turns into a hooligan. What are you talking about?
I mean, he's a Green Street.
He's a big part of the fucking Millwall fight.
Anybody would turn into a hooligan from Millwall away.
I'll tell you what I just saw for the first time that does hold up. Mystic River. Yeah. What a film.
Dude,
why aren't you telling me from day one? Hey, I'm from Boston. You got to watch Mystic River.
I know.
With Jeremy Renner?
You just saw that for the first time?
No, that's Wind River.
Wind River's awesome,
we're talking Sean Penn. Tim Robbins.
Okay, but have you seen Wind River?
Tim Robinson.
Kevin Bacon.
Is this better than River Wild with Kevin Bacon?
Nope. No. But what is?
Well,
it's pretty damn close. I'll tell you.
It is so good. Yeah, I forgot you text. Did I respond to your text?
By the way,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just let the people know the cast of River Wild, by the way, okay? Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Helen Hunt.
Wood.
No, it's.
No.
Meryl Streep. There you go.
David Strathairn.
And.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Are you sure you're not thinking of A River Runs Through It?
And curly haired. Fuck.
John C. Reilly.
Oh, that is good. But yeah, Mystic River was unbelievable.
Never seen River Wild?
Yeah, I have. I'm just talking about Mystic River because it's a much better film.
But have you seen what were we talking about?
Oh, fucking Larry Fishburne as well.
Yeah.
His Bacon's cop partner.
Yes, bingo.
Renner's an investigator up in the mountains. You guys haven't seen it?
Wind River?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I've seen that movie a couple times. It is so fucking
good. It's on Netflix right now. It's in the top 10, I think.
So is Mystic River. That's why I watched it.
Okay. Wind River, I think, is one of the better just like hour 50 movies start to finish.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just picks up. Do you know why people haven't heard of it? It was about a month before the Harvey Weinstein stuff came out.
Did he make it?
Yeah, it's the last movie.
I believe he
made a good one.
I watched that too. It was good.
Oh, it's an unbelievable movie. The problem is it's the same problem as the fucking bear. One of the most important characters in The Bear is fucking John Bernthal. And you only see him every now and then. It's the same thing with Wind River.
I think that's what makes him so special.
That's a good point.
That is a great sprinkle.
It's a good sprinkle.
Except it. Some fishes, but.
Bro, I wasted 2.5 hours Saturday watching one of the not worst because it was a good movie. But have you guys ever seen Man on Fire?
You better.
Oh my god! I was gonna jokingly say The Departed, and you basically did it for me.
You better tread lightly, brother.
You mean Creasy Bear?
Yes,
I understand.
Yeah, we've all seen Man on Fire, Mitt. All
right.
No,
well,
you know what? Let him get it out.
Yeah, let him get it out. I want to hear the opinion. I want to hear the opinion.
Go, Mitt.
Just why the fuck are there all those random ass scenes? I understand the dude's a drunk, but all the action scenes that are just like cutaways, like, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about like how
when it flashes and fuzzy.
Like how in The Bourne Supremacy they do it with Jason Bourne.
Yes, they flash just a bunch of fucking random ass things. He's like jumping in water a bunch of not real scenes.
They show like him, his relationship with Greasy Bear. And teaching her how to swim.
Her name's Peter.
And getting off.
It's actually Peter.
Close.
Name's not Peter.
Whatever.
Peter. Her name's Peter.
And he teaches her how to get off the blocks.
So you didn't like it, though?
No, I did. Rate it one through five.
Did you like Mark Antony?
Like, you think I know who that is.
He is the dad.
Oh, it's the dad.
Oh, my Lord.
I wish.
No, I thought that dude was a fucking weirdo. But also, I thought it was really predictable because...
Okay.
He doesn't end up on
well, don't
fire.
Ruin it because Bruce hasn't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't.
Which is absurd.
You've never seen Man on Fire?
Maybe Bruce. I have.
I haven't watched any movies. You're not watching anything.
Yeah. You know what movie I saw this weekend?
What was that?
I don't know.
Bruce, put Motherless Duck on.
Hubie Halloween.
No, the guy. It's an old 90s movie. And
Three Ninjas.
It's Howie, the guy that does.
Bobby's World.
He's a monster. He has blue skin, and he's under the bed.
Yeah, him and Fred Savage.
Monsters Inc.
God damn, what is it?
I can't remember the name of the movie either.
Mike Gesicki.
Monsters Inc.
Mike Witwicky.
Dude, it is such a good movie.
Sam Witwicky.
What's
his name, dude?
Mike Witowski.
Yeah.
The All Spark of Nothing.
Is it Billy Crystal?
It's the All Spark of Courage.
That's
the worst.
Honor. Jackal.
Amen.
Witowski. They go through the doors.
Mike Witowski.
Yeah.
Great film.
Boom.
Is that the one?
Ty's looking up on his phone.
It's Howie Mandel, right?
Yeah.
I paid $20 to watch the first 45 minutes of Killers of the Flower Moon and then fell asleep.
Yeah, and joke's on you. It's coming to Apple TV in like a week. Oh,
I did it, yeah. I did Fool. It on Apple TV, but I guess I bought it before it was free.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's exactly what you've done.
Or is it going to just be buying it still?
No, it's coming to Apple TV.
Zeke?
Could be good. Little Monsters.
Little Monsters. Oh. Little Monsters, yep.
I have not seen this. Oh, yeah. I wish I would have.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that boom. Guy?
Yeah, Daniel Stern, Fred Savage. Howard Mandel.
Oh, Lionsgate film?
Yeah.
This is basically a who's who of early 90s all-stars.
Yeah. Wait, was that Freddy from Christmas Story?
Is Howie the blue guy?
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm. Such a good movie. Oh, yeah!
Can I show this or not?
I don't think you can show
no.
this.
Is he the man?
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
They kind of look like they're having fun. Are they
basically
boys?
Took him to the underworld boogeyman.
How did you watch this?
It was just on TV.
Oh, they go below?
Yeah, it's awesome. Sorry, I watched this movie.
Who is this kid?
What are you Fred Savage? Dude, that's Corey Matthews' brother.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought it was Corey Matthews.
No, it's his brother. He was in fucking Wonder Years.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moldy.
Yep,
yeah, he's an elf.
Fred Savage, yeah.
Is he an elf?
I think so.
Obviously, the Grinder starring Greg Kinnear.
I don't think he was an elf.
He was Bin Laden.
What the fuck?
In Zero Dark Thirty. Yeah.
Bin Laden. Oh, yeah, he's right there.
Yeah.
What a role.
He was in Zero Dark Thirty. Yeah.
How much is that one paying?
Quite a bit.
Jeez.
Little Monsters right there. 1989.
Sorry, I took us off.
No.
That's awesome. Good call. I'm
glad you did. It's a great film.
Yeah, I just remember watching it as a kid, and it was like the first time, like movies back, like that would be considered more like rated R.
114 episodes.
Yeah.
But like,
really?
Yeah, everything was bad.
A little edgy.
Yeah, it was just
kinda like Gremlins.
Yeah, like, they drop like porn like left and right in that movie.
You guys ever seen Gremlins?
Yeah, Gremlins all the time, obviously.
Gremlins.
Yeah, I cannot believe you watched that on something other than a VHS. I figured that was the only
There
place.
Was commercials, too. I went through commercials.
Yep.
Okay.
As you should have.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you guys talk about Percy Jackson already?
No,
I think you're the only one.
Yeah,
I watched as well. Love it.
That's fine.
You were fired up for Percy Jackson.
I love Percy Jackson.
Last episode was a banger.
I need to watch the new one. I did watch, and I don't think anyone has seen it, Wahlberg's new movie on Apple TV.
Oh, it's a banger.
Family Man?
I could not. I cannot stress this enough.
You mean Family Man?
Family Man. Went into it. Okay, this will just be another one of these. I'm watching with my family. Who cares? They'll like it. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Were you guys all just lolling the whole time?
Not many lolling, just a lot of like, this is actually a good movie.
Marky Mark's back.
Yeah, like this is actually a good family movie.
I'm watching it tonight.
Yeah, I honestly would.
Okay.
Also,
hey, honey, guess what?
got plans. Talk has also informed me The Holdovers is out for rent on Amazon.
Can we trust him?
Which is the new Paul Giamatti movie, highest rated movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And can we trust Taka? I don't know. He hasn't seen it.
Is Taka Giamatti guy?
I don't know if he knows who Paul Giamatti is.
Okay.
But I bet he likes the guy who is Paul Giamatti.
Okay.
If you had to guess his favorite actor of all time, what would you guess?
Tom McCoy.
Big Bird. Easy.
100%.
Fall closely by the Cookie Monster.
Barney.
Yeah, Barney's up there.
Actors of that ilk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Pikachu.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Count, obviously.
Count. The Purple Teletubby.
Yep.
Sure.
I think that's like his top five.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. This feels like a good place to dive into the fog.
Let's do it.
All right. This looks like a Tinder profile.
Oh, my God. This sicko.
Oh, this guy. This guy's a...
I have three jobs.
That's a beast.
Ask me. Lives in Alexander Hills, 38 kilometers away. If you ever need a ride home from work, save your money, send me a message. I'll come pick you up and take you home. All I ask for in return is that you suck me off and let me play with you during the trip. The goal is to make me come before we arrive at your destination. Otherwise, I get to fuck you to finish off.
No
this
fucking
is
way.
Not
yeah, dude.
Real.
No, this is real.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
It's a good picture.
This went super.
Look at me.
Kind of a POV.
Yeah, this is pre-crime as pre-crime gets.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who does he
has
he
three
look
jobs.
Like?
Yeah,
well,
okay.
One of them is this.
Do you know what the other one is?
What? Porn star?
For the shoe. Beat the jack.
Come on. That's fucked up, Tony.
Got it. He does look like he's got a look about.
Oh, yeah, he's got a look.
He kind of looks like he kind of
looked like this would be his bio. Yeah,
he looks like Hangman if he was just a fat sack of wine. No, not Hangman Page. Hangman the actor.
What?
Glenn Powell.
Yeah, he's like a fat Glenn Powell.
What the?
He is, dude. I think
Bill's walking back here just waiting for someone to say,
I'm not doing
what's
it.
Bill doing? Yeah.
And I'm not, because that's why he's doing it.
I know.
But he keeps doing a head nod.
Yeah, he wants someone to say it.
I like that he's up front about it, at least. There's sure. No games being played here. No. There's no hidden messages.
Yeah, because there are guys that look like this that will, you know, hide this and then...
Yeah, super cool, nice guy.
Yeah. Three jobs, ask me.
Looking for love. Does anybody... anybody checked in?
I would imagine.
Who's swiping right on this?
No one ever swiped left. This guy got hundreds of requests the first day he put this.
Probably got scammed out of like five grand.
Guy spends like... $4 million on gas a year because he's just got to keep up with you.
had to drive to Vegas because he had so many requests.
All I ask in return is that you suck me off and let me play with you.
That's it.
Guy gets so mad if he gets caught at a red light because then he knows he's not going to have sex at the end.
Also, him
the kid in me.
The goal is to make me come. Yeah, this guy got sucked
maybe
off.
You should read it like that.
Wait for the creme.
you should read it like that instead of how it looks. Like the way it sounds is so much different.
Yeah, I mean, sure. He's got a nice smile.
Maybe there's a comma missing somewhere.
Good neck beard.
Great neck beard.
Get this guy out of here. What's that?
Thank you.
Man fall dead following suspected lion attack while riding a motorcycle. Kenya police believe man was mauled by a lion near Shimba Hills National Reserve.
Damn. Shimba Hills is a tough area for motorcycle attacks.
You can't be just biking through Shimba Hills.
Well, I mean,
you got to get yourself a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Lay on the gas, pal.
He tried.
Step on it, bro.
The only problem, I believe, is lions are pretty quick.
They are pretty quick.
They are pretty quick.
And what kind of, I mean, it's not like this guy was driving a fucking souped up Harley.
No, it was a Hayabusa.
Was it?
It was a Hayabusa?
Oh.
Holy lions shit. Are fast, man. He's awesome. Cats
50 mph. They also, you know, they usually come from the side, too. It's not like it's a head on.
Can leap up to 36 feet.
That's insane.
Lack of stamina, though. So they're only reaching top speeds.
Fun fact, I believe they sleep 20 hours a day.
Yeah, they're dogs.
20?
I just heard that on a toddler's show.
I believe it.
Yesterday, so.
That's too many
hours.
No,
I buy it.
But why would Miss Rachel be lying to toddlers?
She wouldn't.
She isn't.
Not about lying.
She never has, never will.
No.
She wouldn't.
20 hours a day is a good life.
It's a good life.
That is a good life.
It's a good life.
I suppose, though, as far as.
Fun fact, Gumpy sleeps 4 hours a day. The opposite of a lion.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're a cantaloupe, Gumpy.
I was going to say, I suppose as far as African cantaloupe, news goes, this is like one of the least surprising stories of
antelope?
The day, though.
Pretty mild.
Cantaloupe?
Yeah, pretty mild as far as African shock news goes.
Did you see the Lion movie?
Lion King.
With Black Superman?
What was this?
Yeah, the Lion King live action.
With Idris Elba?
Idris Elba was in a Lion movie.
What?
I know what you're talking about, where it's him and his two
daughters.
It's called
like Beast, I think.
Yeah, it's him and his two daughters, and their car goes off the side of the road in Africa. And then this lion's hunting them three.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's him versus the lion.
You did actually see it?
I did. Like bits and pieces.
I missed it.
Just bits. What do you mean bits and pieces?
Is it old enough to be on TV?
Like you saw the preview?
No. I
think it's like a year old.
Then no, I didn't watch it. Might be a preview.
What did you watch then?
No, it was a preview.
Bits and pieces of a preview.
I remember like having the TV on. And I was like, oh, how is he going to get out of this? And then a commercial came up.
It does look like one of those movies where if you watch the commercial, it's like, oh, okay, I just saw a movie. Except he just kills a lion at the end.
Idris is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called...
Has anyone seen the new Jason Statham?
The Beekeeper?
It is called Beast.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I heard Luke Littler actually has a cameo in that.
Looks pretty original.
Yeah.
Is it like the mechanic?
Dart through a guy.
No. But he's not a mechanic. He's a beekeeper.
Fucking beekeeper.
He's a beekeeper killer.
Yeah, so it's like the mechanic, but he's not a mechanic. He's a beekeeper.
Well, yeah, Jason Statham. Dude.
It's different.
I love Statham. I'm just curious about the plot.
Yeah, Statham's made 8 of the same movies over the past 5 years.
Yes, he has.
I love all of them.
And they're all great.
Yep.
What's next?
Crank.
Kev Chelios.
Crank 2. Holt McElhaney says he heard David Fincher has thought about bringing Mindhunter back. It's been a few years now, so it's probably unlikely, but... Just even that he would think about it is a hopeful sign. It is a great show.
It was a great show.
How many seasons was there?
Two.
Is Holt on the right or left?
He's on the left.
Right.
I do believe the guy on the right was in that famous play.
Are you talking about his real name?
Hamilton? Yes.
Are you talking about?
Yeah, he was the king.
McElhaney's
Holden Ford.
You mean his real name?
That is his real name, yes.
He used his real name for the show?
No.
No, he was Holden Ford in the show.
He's the guy on the right.
Oh, the guy on Holden. The right was in the new Matrix movie, if you remember.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He was the
bad guy.
Yeah, and he was a good bad guy.
He's awesome.
I'm pumped for the new Matrix movie.
The guy on the left is phenomenal, too.
Yeah, also a beast.
Good sleaze bag.
He is a great sleaze bag.
Great football coach as well.
Ooh, what?
I don't know if he has. I mean, he looks like he's played a football
coach. He's played something.
Not a head coach.
He was just in the Iron Mike? Claw.
I think he's an O-line coach.
Might have been.
He's an Iron Claw.
He is.
Did you watch it?
He's the dad. I have not seen it yet, no.
Ooh, I got to watch that.
But Mindhunter was a great show.
Great show. Had a lot of promise, especially with how closely, accurate it was.
Yeah, and also Criminal Minds had just finished, so there was an empty spot in my heart for some serial killers.
Yep. You had no Penelope in your life.
I had no Aaron Hochster.
Yeah.
Something did just come out about the actual meeting between the Holden guy and the other, what was the main?
Aaron Hochster?
No. Who's the main serial killer at the end? Class is huge.
In this show?
Yeah.
Oh, the big fat guy?
Yes.
Big son bitch.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I forget who it was specifically, but something I just saw on Twitter was that that scene where he gets locked in the room and he has a panic attack in the first season.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, that was 30 minutes long. And the guy says to him, I could kill you right now. And he's pressing the button, and no one comes for 30 minutes.
Was it the BTK strain?
No, it was not BTK.
Temper?
David. Ed Kemper.
Ed Kemper, there it is. Yeah, allegedly,
that actor was unbelievable, too.
So good. Allegedly, the real story goes that little time at the end of the show, the first season, where he gets locked in there, it's actually 30 fucking minutes with this guy just talking about how he could pop his head off.
And he could.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Big son of a bitch.
Many times.
Yeah.
I hope good they show.
Bring it back. What's next?
Bring it back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger tweeted, "My brother, it was fantastic to see Donny DeVito on Broadway in I Need That. He and Lucy and everybody involved kept the audience entertained. I can't wait to work together again."
I was watching an old interview of Schwarzenegger, and he basically said that DeVito accidentally gave him, not accidentally, tricked him and gave him a cigar spliff with weed.
No way.
On the cast of, on the set of, what's Two? It, Twins?
Twins.
Yeah. And he came back in, and he literally just forgot all his lines.
That'll happen.
That sounds like fucking Danny D.
That's classic. That's classic Penguin DeVito.
It is.
Yeah.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Need more DeVito.
Yeah.
Can we get some more DeVito?
Well, we've got a lot of him right now.
Jersey Mike's commercial.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's fucking.
I don't love it, but.
Who's that on the left?
That is Danny DeVito's daughter.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Is that a set?
Yeah, is that a set or a house?
No, that's
Broadway set.
It's Broadway set.
Would not surprise me if Danny DeVito lived in that type of house, though.
It's a pretty real set.
How old is Danny?
It's the same set as. What's it called?
It's Roseanne's
Married
Living.
Married with Children.
Death of a Salesman.
That is not. Married with Children. It is very similar to Roseanne.
Yeah.
Roseanne.
Dan Connor's living room.
We shouldn't be surprised. This is Broadway we're talking
about. Yeah, exactly. There. This ain't some fucking run of the mill.
This ain't your middle school.
Bruce, you're
play,
a big Broadway
brother.
Guy. You wouldn't see this Broadway set?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously a few years removed from my Broadway days.
Really?
But I guess,
just saw Chicago.
I guess upon looking at it further, it is pretty clearly a Broadway set at this Broadway show that Arnold Schwarzenegger attended.
Oh. Beard looks great, Arnold.
Does.
Everyone looks
great.
And
Danny looks great.
Yeah, everyone.
Always does.
Yeah. Wonder if they dyed his hair for this.
Probably. I wonder if they added...
He looks like they shrunk Larry David.
He does.
They hit Larry David over the head with a giant mallet.
Yeah.
He does.
Squished him.
And squished the bottom of his shoes, too.
Oh, no.
Made him huge.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Fucking 4-inch platform shoes.
Yep. They're not tied either.
He hasn't tied his shoes in years.
He doesn't know how to.
No.
Love you, Danny.
Love you, Danny. Dano.
What's next?
Holy shit.
Today, Hershey's was sued in a false advertising class action. Florida consumers say they were deceived because the Reese's pumpkins don't actually have jack-o'-lantern faces on them.
I kind of agree.
I believe it's a $5 million suit I read somewhere.
I want to say it was this morning. I actually bought a king-size 2-pack of the Reese's Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Valentine's Day edition.
Sure.
They don't look that much like hearts. They're kind of long.
Well, you can get $5 million.
That's kind of what I'm thinking right now.
How would you
now.
Rank them in terms of Reese's holiday
treats? I mean, they were good because the hearts were big.
Better than the trees and the pumpkins?
I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously...
Is tree number one?
I think tree's number one.
I'm big tree.
I think Reese's tree's egg is probably number
eggs?
Two.
I'm going egg one.
I might just be with you.
I don't know how many times I've had the egg. The Easter egg is the most consistent holiday candy of Reese's that I get.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tree, not as much. Heart. Sure.
I've
never even seen
the heart. Heart must be new. I've never seen it either.
The heart I enjoy because you can split it in half and have it be kind of
broken
nice
heart.
Proportion.
Broke my heart.
But all of these are so far inferior to just a regular old Reese's cup.
See, I don't agree.
I feel like the ratio, the proportions are all completely fucked.
See, the thing that I like about the normal Reese's cup is there's a bit of a hard edge that you need to break through. Not so much a hard edge on the...
Mm-hmm. So those are the hearts, bottom right?
Huh?
Those are the hearts, bottom right, the long ones.
Let me see.
Yeah,
I think so, yep.
Yeah, they don't really look like that.
That looks like a saggy nutsack.
Looks like an actual human heart.
It
does.
But you see how you rip it up, you break it right in half down the middle, and you got a nice, two nice little...
I'm calling bullshit that you could break that down the middle.
It'd be tough.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
That's why the egg's the best. You split that egg in half horizontally.
True.
Yep.
True.
Oh, what are those Santa faces? I've never seen Santa faces.
I didn't know
Little
it,
Santa?
I didn't know it was Santa faces.
Last night, on the way home, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try a Reese's snack cake.
Fuck is
a snack cake? What like a Little Debbie and pork rind or what?
Yeah, it was like one of those Reese's.
Little Debbie,
like,
Little Debbie.
I need the Santa.
I don't know. It tasted like... It tasted
99
like,
cents, baby.
It tastes like Santa? Chalk.
So it wasn't any good.
No, it tastes like chalk.
Is this on... This is on Walmart.com. You can get these Reese's milk chocolate peanut butter creme Santas.
Little Santa, little Santa.
Like these look awesome.
Yeah, those look
wish
amazing.
You little Santa.
Wish you a little Santa. We wish you a little Santa. And a happy big Santa.
Happy Boxing Day.
Yeah. How was Boxing Day, Comfy?
Phenomenal. Undefeated.
Did you give all your unwanted gift to the poor?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe that is the spirit of the holiday.
No, that was not my Boxing Day. That's not what we do.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, God forbid.
What's next? Christmas miracle. A man trapped in a crash truck under an Indiana bridge survives 6 days before a fisherman found him. This was not too far from here.
No, it was very close to us.
How does this happen?
He said he survived on rainwater, I believe.
He did.
That's impressive.
It was chilly out, too. It wasn't...
6 days.
It wasn't like 30 degrees, but it also actually was at night 30.
Did he get fucked up? Is that why he couldn't?
He was pinned in the vehicle, I believe.
In the car?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was unable to move.
Six days, dude.
At what point, though, you don't have a cell phone near you or like your car?
I figured I read
a little bit. I believe he traveled for work, so it wasn't uncommon for him to like be off the grid a little bit for a couple days, but I think once it started getting like 3-4 days, his family was like, what the fuck?
Though? Is this the actual photo of the crash?
I believe so.
He veered off one bridge and was either the car was like thrown or slid into under a bridge, like a road over.
Rumor has that he was sitting in there and just going, we wish you a little Santa. He did that for 6 days.
I need a little sense of miracle. Yeah.
It's the only thing that kept him sane.
Exactly. And then they actually rescued him on Boxing Day.
6 days.
I'd give up 6 hours after.
I would find something sharp.
I mean, find something sharp.
Smack my head.
Kick out the windshield. He's trapped, but like,
yep,
there's got to be one window.
Now you got to do what?
You're talking about Double Jeopardy?
Maybe.
Boulder guy.
Lee. Is actually who I'm talking
127
about.
127 hours.
Yeah, the actor I was looking for the name.
James Franco.
Jim Franco.
I thought you were talking about Double
actually,
Jeopardy.
I actually thought it was Gyllenhaal. But, slice. Whatever you're trapped, slice it off.
Jesus. What if it was like his whole lower half?
Slice it off.
Cut it all off.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Can slice it
good
up,
idea.
You get out and you build a fire and then you cauterize it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you need to have one of those knives that have like the window breaker.
Yeah.
All the other stuff.
It's in my driver's side door. It's a flashlight window breaker. Then you twist it open and it's a knife.
Somebody actually
I have a survival hatchet
that
I ride around.
Flint as well.
The headrest of your seat can be used as a window breaker.
Yep.
Yeah, if you can get to it though.
Yeah, it's here. If you've ever seen someone trying to eject from a pilot seat, sometimes it's hard to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Jack,
this story, I just need to know more about the story.
I'm with you. Like, But yeah, I think it was literally like the side of the car was so crushed that it was pinning him down. I don't think he had like free reign of moving in the seat.
How do you live?
This guy's okay.
What a beast.
It is a Christmas miracle.
It is.
Truly.
What's next? A new season of Mr. Bean animated series is releasing in 2025. This is why did we need this?
I sent this in just because
I'm curious.
Just because Mr. Bean is fucking comedy.
We need more Bean.
We need more Bean. He doesn't say anything. He just does little noises. Like,
I thought he died.
No, he was good in Rat Race. He was good.
Mm-hmm. My heart.
Does Mr. Bean's dog have one eye? Am I missing something?
His teddy bear?
I don't know if I've ever actually seen a Mr. Bean movie or episode.
Greasy Bear?
I've seen some episodes when I was younger.
The closest thing I've seen to Mr. Bean is
Johnny English.
No, I was going to say Euro Trip scene where Fred Armisen's just moving around laughing. Miscusi.
Funny thing is, there's only 15 episodes of Mr. Bean.
Really?
What? Yeah, I could have told you there was like 100.
I would have believed you.
Yeah,
that happens a lot.
I thought it was a movie.
That's Canadian royalty. Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean was a show.
Bet your bottom dollar.
I think
it was a movie as well. I
thought he was English.
He is English.
Okay.
And I thought it was a movie.
It was a movie. Mr. Bean was on the CBC growing up. Channel 2.
Yep. Okay. So you're well versed in all of Rowan Atkinson's.
Yeah, Rowan.
Me and my old man used to have a good pop watching Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
This is from when you were.
So you're gonna watch this?
I'm not really a cartoon guy. That's more Mitt's alley.
Okay.
Yeah, Mitt. Will you please watch this?
Yeah, check it out, Mitt. Tell us all.
Need you here, Mitt.
I mean, sure.
I mean, it's a year from now, so
yeah, it's 2025.
Just make note.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah, I'm gonna remind you every day until this comes out.
Bingo. Okay,
so when is the first season of this actually like?
2025.
No, when was the first season aired?
Oh, you want to do a little homework?
Yeah, I need to know. He might really enjoy
it. I just looked it up. 1990 ended 1995.
And they only did 12 in 6 years?
15.
That happens so much when I go back and look at like shows I used to watch when I was younger and I look them up and there's only like 2 seasons or 3 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen Rat Race?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Rat Race Meat?
Meat. There was only one season of Mr. Bean?
No, there's a bunch of seasons. There's only 15 episodes.
What?
How's that work?
Per season?
What the fuck is this?
No, just total.
I think there's only one season.
Was there only one season?
Yeah.
The best bits of Mr. Bean.
Yeah, it was the best.
I mean, the Christmas. If you're gonna find an episode, watch the Christmas one where he gets the turkey stuck on his head.
Okay. See, admit, you'll love it.
It is the Christmas when he gets the turkey.
8.9 out of 10.
Yeah.
All of them are good ratings. Why do you only get a season?
Well,
do it yourself, Mr. Bean.
Mitt, there's also the 1997 film titled Bean, and then the 2007 film Mr. Bean's Holiday.
Ooh.
Which quite a bit of
actually episode five the trouble with Mr. Bean when he's late for a dentist appointment is very good as well.
Okay,
there you go, Mitt.
Been there.
Little homework.
Do your research, Mitt. What's next? How would Arkham Batman fare against the Winter Soldier and Captain America?
I mean, see, I don't love these because it's like, hey, look, I get it. Yeah, well, that, but I understand who Batman is.
Give me Captain America.
These guys have superpowers.
Yeah, I was going to say, Batman's a human being.
Yeah, like, this isn't
the
fair.
The argument comes, he took down Superman.
True.
So that's you could bring that argument up, but, and again, none of these guys really have a weakness. Like
even the Superman fight, if you were to say who would win, Batman or Superman, I would say the same thing. Like, that's not a fair fight. Yeah. He's a human being.
I'd give Batman a shot if it was one-on-one, but two-on-one... Well, I don't think so.
Well, no, this is a one-on-one. This is Jackie Chan style. They come at him one-on-one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say Batman has it up here.
Yeah.
His brain.
Yeah, he's got the
over Captain
Bruce
America.
He's got unlimited resources.
Over Captain America?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Here's the thing about the Winter Soldier when it comes to Batman. Batman's throwing something on that arm, and that arm's not working.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right away.
You can't throw anything at Captain America.
But I don't think Batman's got anything for the shield.
I agree.
I don't think so.
Nothing.
Or
I
heart.
I think he would capture it.
He could go to
Captain America. Has
does he have Thor's hammer?
Tons and tons of heart.
Does he have Thor's hammer?
Miles and miles,
art.
You could say.
You got to have
miles
art.
And miles of heart.
Deep in your art.
I got the Kelly.
Does
Green.
Arkham Batman have Coach says Lucius Miles Fox at his disposal, or Coach is that
can
only?
Can I get to you?
Is that only
and he
Bale
has
Batman?
His fucking butler.
I'm gonna say he has Lucius.
Okay, because he could whip up some technical device that could inhibit Captain America in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And the Winter Soldier.
I'm still taking Captain America over Bolton.
Agreed.
So imagine if he puts the password like when you're done. He does like a video of Peggy and he's like, hey, Peggy, this is a Wayne Enterprise.
You know why? You know why Batman's going to get beat?
Why?
Because of Rachel.
Rachel!
Harvey! She's dead.
You've been drugged.
Some type of hallucinogenic psychotropin.
Or whatever the fuck he says.
Psilocybin. Get the antidote to Gordon. What's next?
Harvey.
Lucius Weed and mass produce the antidote.
Fuck you.
Sick of you. Sycophant.
You sycophantic suck ups for coming here and drinking all my booze. Just go.
I want to preface
Apple
this.
Apple really has fallen far from the tree, Mr. Wayne.
This tweet has been deleted.
Well, she
got shit.
Eviscerated.
I don't see the problem here. Asking me to date Buster's on a first date is crazy.
She got eviscerated.
Yeah, I hate this woman.
Crazy good.
Yeah, is it crazy good or crazy bad?
No, the emoji says bad.
Yeah, crazy should have been like wet after instead of fucking stupid
eggplant. Eggplant.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Eggplant. Splooge. You know,
in 2024, it's normalized going to D&B's a little more.
Yeah. And cheesecake. Cheesecake was taking it on the shins as well.
For what?
We went to cheesecake over the weekend.
Phenomenal espresso martini at Cheesecake.
That's one of the most Mad Men things
I've beans,
ever.
Though.
What?
No beans.
No beans.
Wow. Oh, wow.
What is Tony?
They didn't have any espresso beans.
No beans.
I feel like.
Greens, beans.
Now, I love.
Potatoes.
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. I'm shocked that they can make a good espresso martini.
I wouldn't shoot you. I'd shoot you straight.
You're shocked?
I wouldn't.
That feels like it's right up there.
I wouldn't order an old fashioned from her either.
What the fuck?
Funny enough.
What do you actually think about Cheesecake Factory? You think it's like cheap? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Whoa.
Take it easy, fellas.
Heavy pours. I wouldn't say it's overly sweet.
What?
No, I meant from the variety of the food menu, I would assume they
plethora of adult
beverages that they could knock out of the park.
They have a lengthy cocktail menu for sure.
Lengthy.
Okay.
They were good.
I was unaware.
It is actually really lengthy, Tony.
I was unaware.
Gum and I did have the worst espresso
martini. If it's on the
menu,
then I'll
order. We've ever had in our entire life.
Was that a
sports bar?
Lucky Dog?
It was at Lazy Dog.
Sounds like a sports bar.
That's a great name.
It is, but inside, so obviously it's in L.A. right across from the Staples Center, but it's like a flannel wilderness bar.
Yeah.
So we were like, yeah, we'll try it. They're like, we're going to do espresso martinis. We would do mocha martinis. We're like, all right.
You guys still went for it?
Let's try. Yeah, let's try it. Worst fucking thing I've ever
had. That's just milk and vodka.
If anyone ever asks you.
That would have been way better than what this was.
Yes. Milk and vodka sounds delicious.
That's a white Russian.
Yeah, you're halfway to a white Russian.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible.
It was awful.
It was the worst thing I've ever tasted. Not just espresso martini.
The hell of a cake.
Damn you, lazy dog!
Yeah. That's what we said. We actually told the waitress, like, you have to try that because that's the worst thing we've ever had.
What'd she say?
She was like,
I like it.
I'll try it. I've never had it before. Like,
do it now. Do it.
In fairness, you guys going into a wood grain flannel bar.
I agree.
Ordering the espresso martini, probably not the best.
She was expecting you to just ask for a Budweiser.
Yeah.
It was like our eighth different place we tried to eat.
Yeah.
And so it was fuck very it, we got busy. A
couple of Boilermakers.
Round
of Boilermakers for me and my friends.
Please.
What's next?
Please.
Spirit Airlines put 6-year-old flying alone on wrong plane during the holiday rush. Where's my grandson?
Kevin!
You know whose fault this is?
Who?
Not kids. Spirit Airlines. Don't put your 6-year-old on a plane by themselves, okay?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I agree with you.
That is a wild maneuver.
I just don't understand how this happens. Like, don't they have to scan their tickets still?
I've
thought about getting like the process of getting on the wrong plane because sometimes I'll get on the plane and I'll be like, let me just make sure.
In 96, I had to do one of these myself.
Did you?
Dude.
Yeah.
So dude, how old were you? Like two?
I was five.
No.
Six.
What Solo? The fuck?
Yeah, it was Christmas with the grandparents.
Is that scarring?
So same situation.
Yeah, so basically they drop you at the window and they walk you through everything. And then when you get off the plane, they say, don't leave your seat.
You know shit.
Yeah,
I might have been 7. I might have been 7.
Might have been 17.
Might have been 7. Still,
there's a chance I was 25.
I don't even think I'd let like my 14-year-old kid fly alone.
No, that's still.
Well, that's almost even worse.
No, it was pretty safe, and that was... like 98,
99, 97,
99. Crazy. You know, what is this world coming to? You can't even catch a first-class flight when you're 6 years old. It's bullshit. What's going on?
They give you pilot wings, though.
Yeah, that is cool.
That is sweet.
They got a new thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I always wanted to do that.
You can do that on any flight.
As soon as you walk on, if you walk up,
come meet the pilot.
As soon as you walk in, you can say, come meet the pilot, and they'll say,
sure, little boy.
And then you'll shake that guy's hand. You'll walk to your seat, and that guy for the entire flight will be like, how about that fucking weirdo who wanted to shake my hand?
Do you still travel with your Rugrats backpack? Because you'll be fine.
Fuck yeah.
They got, like, trading cards
actually,
now,
I got
pilots.
A sick new fucking tally backpack.
I got the best Chucky Finster.
Oh, no, it's sick. It's a South Park towel. The guy can tie.
Yeah, we know
Tally.
Yeah.
I got a tally backpack now.
That's pretty sick.
You bought a tally backpack?
No, I got it as a gift, Ty, because people know me very well.
The painting, painting was a gift, Ty.
People know me.
No secrets. Everyone knows me.
It's a good gift.
It's a great gift. I love it.
What's next? Zito sent this in. Warner Brothers has partnered with AI company Futureverse.
Yep.
Futureverse. To make Ready Player One a real thing. The Readyverse is being called the definitive destination for fans to explore their favorite stories and IP in the metaverse.
Dude, when this comes out in 2082,
mm-hmm. game over.
Yeah. You won't see me forever.
Game Jover for you.
It's Ben Jover.
What's
for me.
Your avatar? Are you going to be the Iron Giant or a giant Gundam, or will you be one of the Battletoads?
You're not actually the Iron Giant or giant Gundam. That's an upgrade for like 15 minutes. You can also be Godzilla.
What?
From this movie, I would say I'd probably design my character like in a combination of Marcus from Gears of War and Master Sergeant from Halo, and I might even splurge a little and, you know, have a little Altair from Assassin's Creed.
I didn't know you had such a good bill.
Thank you. Just a lisp that Bill has. You could also say I got a good glazer, too. This would be safe, but it's just...
Yeah.
Even this I can't buy into because it's...
The long way.
I mean, we just saw how good it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is unattainable, I think, to be honest with you.
I could possibly step into the batter's box, though, and hit a Job over fastball.
Oh. In imagine? Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
With Job over.
Job over is pitching to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you're hitting against
Yeah, like
Job
I'm
over.
In the box and Job over is on the bump.
Yeah.
Who would you be? Honus Wagner?
Maybe. Or... myself,
Mickey,
Mickey Mantle, Don Mattingly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you get sucked off under the fucking stands.
Bingo, Mickey Mantle. Bingo.
Shout out
here, suck it.
What's that?
Gonna go hit this home run.
All right, we got somebody about
this is
to.
A good one. This is a good one.
Jump a flight of stairs in a scooter.
Oh shit!
Jesus.
I mean, what are you expecting?
Look at those teeth.
Just realize
surprise.
Teeth.
Competition.
Oh. You don't see those white things? That's his teeth, bro.
I don't think that's his teeth.
I think those are ear pods.
Ear pods. Oh, damn it.
He does bash his mouth off the ground.
But notice this is not the same fall. This is multiple.
Yeah.
Oh, multiple attempts.
Yeah.
I mean, this
one is next up back into the left.
Fuck.
The next one is next back into the right.
Into the left, yes.
Take the fucking header right off
into the
handlebar.
Is this Keith Hernandez?
This guy's
back
a dog.
Bit of a dog. He's got those jeans on. Those jeans are practically impenetrable, though.
Yeah.
Are they cargos?
They definitely have a loop. They definitely have the hammer loop.
I don't know.
So his lower body is safe. It's more the upper body we're working.
They look like hospital pants almost. Like he's wearing scrubs.
This is incredible.
He has no elbow pads on, and his elbows have taken quite a beating.
Well, if you wear elbow pads, you're just a huge nerd.
There's like 100 people up there.
I mean, dude, this is a pretty damn good attempt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He almost lands this.
Yeah.
Did he?
Why he goes 1 foot at the end is mind-boggling. You need 2 feet. Right here, 1 foot. What are we doing, man?
Just over rotation.
I'm not even sure that scooter could handle.
I don't think that's humanly possible.
Well, is it a razor?
It doesn't look like a razor.
This is possible.
Could be a Bruce
I think so too. I think he almost
Bruce,
had.
Bruce, would you do this?
No, that's a little too gnarly for me, brother.
I'd be doing this in fucking Vail, Colorado.
Yeah, I would do it on a snowboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
So. At what speed do you have to be before you hit the stairs?
112.
So fast.
Right? Like, that's...
Oh, yeah.
He's moving. Plus. At least 25,
How far is he in the air? That's probably, what's
100 feet.
I mean, how many steps are there?
It's 2 foot.
That is steep.
I think it's 75 yards.
Yeah, it's far. It's
Evel Knievel.
We'll call it 30 feet, maybe 40.
I was just going to say 30.
Yeah, that is insane.
Yeah, he went for it.
This guy's a fucking talent.
Yeah, the guy went for it.
Right there, a true talent.
Is that a forest
gotta
fire?
Got to lean back a little.
Is that a forest fire or the sunset?
Lean too far forward.
Sunset.
Okay.
Would help if his ankles weren't
sure, that's a lot of smoke in
made of slinkies as well.
He does a pretty good job bouncing back up, though.
That might be a fire.
Well, feels like there's a lot.
Good heart. For this kid. Yeah, keep okay. going, son.
Good ort.
Good ort.
What's next?
Deep down in your art.
Okay. This guy just absolutely dookied all over himself.
This is a good
and
one.
Now we're just getting all the way in the butt cheeks as he cleans
the guy, Jesus.
That's great.
What the fuck?
Yeah, some guy's just shit himself and he's just doing that there.
He wasn't thinking any fuckers about.
Look at the poop in his pants. That's like moving back and forth. You can see it.
That's unbelievable.
Is he knocking? Is he gonna pull those things back up?
Oh yeah,
you can't.
Yeah. That's the only pair of pants.
But like,
would
your
owns.
First step be to take everything off and then maybe I don't know.
It looks like he's almost in a park too, so he probably can't.
Looks like he's at his kid's soccer match maybe. Too.
Oh god!
I mean that is dude. That so. Is diarrhea like you have never. I mean,
oh, I've experienced. Just
yeah.
Yeah, to see my granddad's grave and
funeral.
Guys just
the, or not
himself and he's just
granddad's grave.
Way.
He's in a cemetery.
What the fuck is about? So he's just dumping out of the floor.
God,
poor guy.
Europe is the best.
Maybe he was there to see someone he hated and just take a big fat shit on their grave.
And good point. Pooped his pants while he was going there.
Yeah.
Fuck! Yeah. Saved it up.
You win again, Dave.
Sack of shit.
What's next? Problems with the Wi-Fi. 4 minutes?
What you just need to...
I live next door.
First,
yeah, he basically just repeats himself the entire time. So
first minute?
Just, yeah.
With the
well, first minute, go past yeah. it.
No, no, just watch the
just first minute.
Okay, okay, so why are you here to me? Well, it's your Wi-Fi, isn't it? Have you done something?
Okay, but
have
I've
you,
got a problem with my Wi-Fi.
Well, I've got problems with your Wi-Fi. You've put a password on it.
What do you mean?
Look, I've been... How long have I been here now? I've been here 2 years. I've happily used the Wi-Fi. And now I see that you've put a password on it. And I can't use it. I think you're being unreasonable.
Oh.
Sorry, what?
Look at this guy's beak.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Look at... What's on his
Wait,
hat?
What did you say?
Look, look, Light. It's very simple. You have Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, I've
been,
yeah,
I've been,
I have Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah right. Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been happily using your Wi-Fi now for a couple of years, and all of a sudden you put a password on it, and I've got no access. I tell you what, you let me have your password, and that's the end of the problem.
Oh.
And that's pretty much...
Hold a minute, you've been using my Wi-Fi.
Well, I don't know how much of your Wi-Fi it is. I mean, you know, it's a signal, is it? Right? Well, the signal doesn't remain just within your four walls. So what comes out here is it public. It's on public property, right? It's public.
Got a strong
so
point.
I can use
yeah,
the signal.
Okay, but like, okay, but now you can't because I put a password on it.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. There's two things we can do. One is, and I think the easiest thing is, let me have your password. Or, of course, you can always remove your password. I mean, it's just pretty easy, really. Simple as that.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
and that would solve
like,
the problem for both of us, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but the thing is, though, is, like, I'm paying for it. And, like, why... Yeah, but the thing is that, like, okay, so I put a password in it. Yeah, I put a password on it because...
Yeah.
My Wi-Fi was being really slow, and my broadband suggested for me to put a password on it to make it
yes.
faster. And,
yeah,
sure, and, but
sure.
obviously, because they thought other people were using it, and coincidentally, someone else was using it.
No, I think that's very unreasonable. I mean,
unreasonable?
You know, it's got to be a bit
guy
of a
sucks.
Someone
yeah.
else was using it.
I know what happened here.
I hate
the man
that.
Sat
How's
down after a long day and just wanted to whack his todger.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of a sudden, there's a password on his Wi-Fi, and he's pissed.
Listen, I've been trying to watch fake taxi videos for at least the last hour and a half, and now I can't do that, okay? And that's a fucking issue. I'm telling you that right now.
What a blast from the past.
I think you're being unreasonable.
I forgot all about fake taxis.
You know, I just love that fake taxi guy. You know, he convinces these birds to suck his penis in the back of the cab. And
then, oh, you've got no money.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what
well,
we
here's
do about
my
this?
Target.
Yeah, right before he takes out his massive target, he points to the cameras and says, hey, you don't mind, the cameras are running.
And he says, if you get me off before the time you get me home, we don't have to have sex. I couldn't believe how big this guy's nose was.
His snout.
That's why I watched for so long, I couldn't stop looking.
Yeah. Look, it's unreasonable.
It's fucking unreasonable.
The nose?
Both. All of it.
Like grew.
That thing is.
Oh, what's next? Holy shit. These Brits, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the audio on this.
Yeah, man, we came in hot. Sorry, boys.
It's all right.
Full on cross body block over the top rope.
Jesus.
This poor judge.
I feel so bad for this lady, Mary Kay.
She's probably going to retire, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Probably won't even have to.
Yeah.
She's going to make so much money.
I will say, though, not the bailiff sitting down was kind of fucked up. I've never been to a courtroom where the bailiff is not in front of the
never.
Fucking...
Oh, really?
Yeah, me yeah. neither.
I've never been to a courtroom.
You got to be on your toes if you're a bailiff. Do you yeah, remember watching Night Court? Bull? Yep. Bull was always ready for shit.
Yeah. This court definitely has to rethink their protocol.
That's literally the only reason to have a bailiff is to protect
the judge.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought, that guy's the integrity of the court. I thought it was just to walk the guys in and out.
Well, yeah, technically.
Well, usually. All rise!
For the Honorable Mary Kay Johnson.
Guy, athletic.
Yeah?
Yeah, athlete.
Yeah.
Gets Troy, guy 10 day.
Troy Polamalu.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's next?
10 day, you know, maybe Raiders after he gets out.
I sent this in.
I believe the caption was...
This wanker was having a shit. And
he said, at like, a gas station.
Don't shit something. In a 7-Eleven or something yeah. like that.
Listen, Logan, you need to do this, bro. I'm scared. I feel endangered and I feel scared. And y'all want to shoot this thing at me? I mean, like, this is perfect. I'm giving you the opportunity. I'd like to wipe my ass so I don't smell like ass, please. Can I wipe my ass? You're the one that's here. I don't have a gun. I don't have anything. I'm literally just trying to take a shit.
Is that a paintball gun?
Yeah. Yeah. Tranquilizer.
Rubber bullets, bro.
Can I please wipe my ass?
You need to put your phone down.
Well, I have every right to hold my phone.
Can I please wipe my ass?
So what did this guy do before?
What? We don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows. I feel like this is old, too. Recirculation.
Also, if you're taking a dump at a gas station, you got to kick that thing out and close the door.
Yeah, why is that why the police are there?
Or maybe they opened it? I don't know.
Yeah, we got a guy taking a shit, and he propped the door open. Everybody can see his dick and balls. It's a stinky shit.
Get
too.
The SWAT team out here.
Asking people what chips they want as they're coming down the aisle. It's weird.
There's a lot of questions that we need to answer.
Fucking Ruffles are good.
This guy Miss Vicky's good pick. Good pick.
Reminds me of the Three Ninjas.
Well, but
a little bit. Oh, dude, not the face.
What's next?
I think he says not the stomach.
Yeah, I think he does. Too.
And then not the hair.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
There you go,
here?
An old lad.
This is a
selfie stick.
This is the guy from a couple videos ago.
Oh, come on. You see the bridge.
You see the bridge.
You
yeah.
see the bridge. You're in Venice.
Just come such, on, just lad. Such an asshole. Like,
what an
the
idiot.
The selfie stick still out. It's all
also,
time.
Like, they got to put ropes up or something.
I don't think they do have to put ropes up because every guy or woman or child in this city knows some pretty big bodies of water that go around this place. What an ass hat.
Have you guys ever been to Venice?
No.
It's pretty old.
So every street's like this?
So you've been to Venice? Did you just want to tell us
that? That was just a flash.
I was just curious.
Has anybody
else been
to
Venice
like me?
Anybody else been to Moon? Or?
Yeah.
Just me.
What about Florence? Anybody been to Florence?
So how do you go in that door?
This southern.
On the other side. So the city's flooded. From
at all times, or just
pretty much
just here.
Yeah, I do believe the water levels fluctuate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, so, this summer was very dry.
So no one has houses on the base floor.
Oh
no.
Because
the floods.
No, yeah. I mean, they
you ever seen Spider-Man?
Yes.
OK. Okay.
Spider-Man. I didn't see any fucking water up the doors.
Literally, when they walk in the hotel, as soon as they get there, there's water in the hotel, remember?
Actually, if you run this clip longer, Ice Cube will appear and it will go.
You remember?
There's snakes out there this big.
You're right. Did you ever see Ocean's 12?
Yep.
When they have to go under the house and inflate the ballast or lift the house.
Casino Royale.
I have not seen one Ocean's.
Really?
Oh, Ed, you should start Ocean's 8.
Gump, you're throwing. Yeah, you should. You're throwing around.
Don't say that on that one.
You're throwing around Not Seeing Man on Fire. Not Seeing Oceans is just as bad.
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe worse.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's worse.
Yeah, 100% worse.
11-13
or worse. Denzel Washington movie sits pretty high up for me.
Yeah, but this
Denzel.
Is
Clooney.
This
we're
is
talking Denzel. Clooney. Matt Clooney. Damon. That's Brad Pitt.
Wesley.
It's basically the Avengers.
Most deaf. Excuse me.
That guy who says
most deaf is not
my name.
My name is Lyman Zerka.
Italian job. That is one thing. Yeah, no, that is worse. But you should watch them.
You mean Jumping Heavy Bite?
Yeah.
Also, you would absolutely fucking love those movies.
R.I.P. Bernie Mac.
They're really
good. Yep.
Oh, dude.
You should watch 11 tonight.
11 is so good. 12's so all right. It's not bad. You we'll know, see. The Night Fox. 13.
Austin Peay.
11 and 13 are the. But you got
I love them all.
Yeah. You should know better. You shook Sinatra's hand.
Did you guys see the dipshit lady that was driving on the Indianapolis Canal when it froze over and her car went in?
Yep.
We showed it.
Austin, that's actually next.
We showed it when that happened.
Oh, no.
That was wild.
Oh. Why?
My video didn't make the cut.
Well, this is a just brutally sad way to end.
Which video was yours, Bruce?
It was the one about Trevor and Michael and how Trevor doesn't want to do Grand Theft Auto anymore.
That wasn't that great of a video.
It was a terrible video. I was really high when I sent that.
Not when I sent that, but when I bookmarked it.
It might be a next
Bruce,
week one.
The problem with that one was you ripped it and sent it in with no explanation, and I didn't listen to it. So
I asked him what that was, and he said that I just think it's really sad, and I have a take I'd like to share.
Okay, well, what was your take?
I was just bummed out that Trevor's bummed out about being Trevor, and I feel like it would be nice to just give him some encouraging
words.
Trevor
had a great career. He made so much money.
All right. See you next week.
Yeah, sad way to go there.
Anybody got any bones?
A couple things to take home, though. Mitt, we need you to brush up on your Mr. Bean.
Yep. 11.
Gumps, you're going to need to...
Oceans.
By the time we reconvene, Gumps, you're going to have to watch at least one of those. Start
Bruce
with 11,
Man on Fire.
Yeah, Ocean's
can
11.
We all watch Little Monsters?
You're going to have a hard time getting me to sit down and watch a whole movie, to be honest. But
you got
I'll
time.
Try.
It's a great movie.
There's nothing on tonight.
College basketball.
Go second TV CBB with no sound.
I know. I heard Austin Peay. It's just, you know,
what
Oceans.
Are you doing, man?
Oceans.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Thank you, Gumps. That's all we have.
There you go.
All right. Until next time, thank you for joining us. We'll see you then.